The pasuk tells us that there was a famine in the land, aside from the first famine that were in the days of Mitzrayim. Vayelech Yitzchak el Avimelech, and Yitzchak went to Avimelech, Melech Plishim Gorara. Vayera Elov Hashem, and it was there that Hashem appeared, Vayomer, and he tells Yitzchak, Al Tered Mitzrayim, don't go down to Mitzrayim. Rashi comes and tells us, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell him not to go down to Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, was bavorning. He was anticipating that Yitzchak was going to go down. Shehayadaito Loredes Mitzrayim, says Rashi in Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Beis, that his intent was to go down to Mitzrayim, Kemo Sheyorad Aviv, as his father had gone down, Bimei Harav, in the days of the first famine. So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yitzchak, Al Terim Mitzrayim, don't go down to Mitzrayim, Sheata Ole Tamima, because you are an Ole Tamima, you're a pure carbon. Ve'ein Chutzal Aretz Kedai Lach, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, is not Kedai, is not worthwhile for you. So the Brisker Rav asks a very insightful question based upon the words of Rashi. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yitzchak that I know that your intent is to go down to Mitzrayim like Kemo Sheyored Aviv, as your father had done Bimei HaRav in the days of the first famine. Why are those words necessary? Lama Kasav Kamosha Yared Aviv asks the Brisker Rav, why write those words like your father went down? Ha'alo kasher yesh rav, when there's a famine, holchim lamakom sham yesh ochel. You're going to go to a place where there's food. Umei osu atam shaholach Avram, and for the very same reason that Avram went down, holach Yitzchak, Yitzchak would do the same. My shaykh lezesh yared aviv, what connection does it have that his father went down to Mitzrayim? Vinira, it appears, says the Brisker Rav, the ilu lo ra'an hagazu etzal aviv, it appears that even if he didn't see his father go down to Mitzrayim, lo haya asa kein, he wouldn't have done this. De'ein osim klum elamasha rom etzal aba, he only would have done that which his father had done, only that which he'd seen. Yitzchak was a bright person. He's going to go where he can be satiated, where he could eat. But yet it seems to be from Rashi, the Rashi says, Kemo Sheyered Aviv, like your father had gone, like he went down, and implies that if his father didn't go down, Yitzchak would not have gone down, what, he would have starved to death? So how do we understand the words of Rashi, Kemo Sheyered Aviv, as your father had gone down? That's our first question. Interestingly, this is the Parsha of Yitzchak. The Parshios of Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayesara, those are the Parshios of Avram. And then really, most of this Parsha, Parshas Toldos, and Parshas Vayetze, and really all the other parshios beyond Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayigash, all of the parshios, Vayichi, Miketz, they're all parshios that focus on Yaakov in his story. This is the parsha that focuses on Yitzchak, and really there's very little that's spoken about in terms of Yitzchak and his life. To quote the words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, "Afal pisha kol parshios parshas toldos so veves biikra al toldos chayav shel Yitzchak." Even though this is the parsha that focuses on the life of Yitzchak, we come up on im na'ayin. If you look a little bit deeper, nireh shebiyachas l'shar ha'avos, in relation to all the other avos, the patriarchs, kitzra haTorah b'sipur chay Yitzchak, the Torah abbreviates or discusses Yitzchak in great brevity. We know very little about his life. Avraham Avinu, we know about Lech Lecho, all the Nisyonos, all the battles, the comings, the goings. We know very much about the life of Avraham, all of his children and his wives and his concubines. We know all about Yaakov and his relationship with Esav and the Shiftei Kah and Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak, very, very little. And to augment this idea, this theme, even that which the Torah doesn't teach us about Avram, the Rambam, the Rishonim do. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Akum, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Kevan Shenigmal Eitan Zed, since this strong one was weaned, Hischil Eshotet Bedaito, he began to question. V'ukatan, he was a minor, V'hischil Lachshov, he began to think day and night, he was questioning, who controls the world? He was an Ovdei Avodah Zarah with his family, with his parents, until finally, when he was 40 years old, Hikir Avram Isboro, Avram Avinu finally came to recognize his creator. The Kivan Shehikir V'yeda, and once he recognized Hischil Lahashiv Chuvos, he began to offer insight and answer the questions of the people of Or Kasdim. He would set up a judgment with them. V'lomer She'enzu Derech HaEmes, this is not the truthful way, Shatem Holkim Ba. He would break their idols, and he began to teach. And continues the Rambam, V'kevan Shehoyu Am Miskapsin Elav, the nation would gather around him, V'sholen Lo Al-Dvarav, they question. He was able to enlighten, to inspire, to teach. Achin Iskapsu Elav Alofim V'Rivavos, thousands of people would gather around him, V'heim Anshe Beis Avram. And they were the Anshe, they were the people of Avram. Those are the people that the Torah says, Es HaNevesh Esher Asu B'Charan. We know so much about Avram and his ability to teach, to inspire, to educate thousands. And then the Rambam continues. Oh, and by the way, Vayeshev Yitzchak Melamid Omazir. Yitzchak, he learned. And then V'Yitzchak Hodiya LeYaakov. And then Yitzchak taught Yaakov. U'mineu L'lamed V'yoshe Melamed Hamachzik Kol Hanal V'Meilav. V'Yaakovinu Lamed Banav. So Yitzchak taught Yaakov. And then Yaakov came and he taught many others and his children who taught many others, so forth and so on. So we see from the words of the Rambam that Avram had a huge following. Yaakov ultimately had a huge following through the Shvatim. And Yitzchak, it seems to be, had a disciple or a couple of others. The Hodil Yitzchak Bono, he taught Yitzchak, Vayeshev Yitzchak Melamed, Umazir, the Yitzchak Hodil Yaakov, and Yitzchak taught Yaakov. It seems to be that Yitzchak had maybe a couple of Talmidim. Certainly he had one, he had Yaakov. But again, what does that mean? One Talmud? We know so much about Avram's ability to educate, to inspire the thousands. The Rambam comes and tells us that Yaakov inu lomid bon of kulam, v'hivdi a Levi, and he's designated Levi, and he appointed him Rosh, and then he established the yeshiva l'lamid derech Hashem, v'lishmor mitzvos Avram, to preserve and to watch and to teach the Torah of Avram. V'tziva is bon of shalo yafsiku b'nei Levi, and he commanded his children that the house of Levi, Torah should never be forgotten from the house of Levi. What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak, even when going beyond that which the Psukim tell us, Torah was their lives. Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. We know that Yaakov had many Talmidim. We know that Avram had many Talmidim. Yitzchak came and taught Yaakov. And that's it. Where's the story about Yitzchak even in the Rishonim, even that which is not written in the Torah? You mean to tell me he had one Talmud, Yaakov, Izeu, and that's it? Very difficult to digest that Avram had thousands, Yaakov had thousands, Yitzchak had one. How do we understand Yitzhak having a Talmud and then passing it on to Yaakov, and then who had many Talmidim? That's our second question. And now our last and final question is based upon the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, in the aftermath of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, being deposed, the Gemara discusses why that happened. The Gemara tells us, Tana, it was taught, Oso Ayom Silku L'Shomer HaPesach. That day, the day that Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, he was removed from his position as Nasi of Klal Yisrael. That day, they removed the Shomer HaPesach, the doorkeeper of the Beis Medrash. V'nitnon lahem rishos l'talmidim likanes. And permission was given to all of the Talmidim, all of the students, to enter the Beis Medrash. Shehoyah Rabbi Gamliel, Machriz Va'omer, Rabbi Gamliel. When he was Nasi, he would announce Va'omer and say, Kol Talmud Shein Tocho Kiboro. Any Talmud whose Tocho, whose inside, is not like his outside, meaning he's not sincere, Lo Yikanes Lebeis HaMedrash, he may not enter the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara continues and tells us, Hayuyuma Tosful Kamas Hafsule. That day there were many benches that were added to the Beis Medrash to accommodate the hundreds of people that came to learn. The question that I have is, Rabbi Gamliel didn't know the power of Torah? Rabbi Gamliel didn't know that Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that Talmud Torah has the ability to change people? Rav Kolevsky, the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, would always comment that the greatest way to be makariv of someone is to put him in front of Torah. Torah penetrates the heart. Ultimately, it was the study of Torah that brought Rabbi Akiva back. The Medrash tells us that he saw that the water was able, little by little, drop by drop, pierce a hole in a rock. If water can pierce a hole in a rock, how much more so the Torah, which is Dome Lamayim, which is comparable to water, how much more so that could pierce the Arlas Halev, the skin that surrounds the heart, the foreskin that surrounds the heart. The Torah has the ability to inspire, has the ability to change someone, Latov, for the good. So why would it be that Rabbi Gamliel would have a doorkeeper? Maybe if he came to the Beis Medrash, this person would change his ways. He would be a different person. And yet, Rabbi Gamliel had a Shomer HaPesach. He had a doorkeeper. Only the most sincere are able to enter. What was his thought process? Why would he insist that only those sincere people are allowed into the Beis Medrash? I believe that Rabbi Gamliel did not allow those people into the Beis Medrash because Rabbi Gamliel held very firm that the Beis Medrash, every Beis Medrash, has to replicate. It can't be any different than the original Beis Medrash. And that original Beis Medrash was V'Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. That Yaakov Avinu was an Ish Tam. He was a wholesome person. Unlike Esav, where the Torah comes and tells us that he was an Ish Yodea Tzayed Ish Sodeh. And Rashi comes and tells us, what does that mean that he was a Yodea Tzayed? He was a person who knows trapping. Says Rashi, Latsur Uramaos, to ensnare and to deceive. es aviv, his father, bepiv, with his mouth. Vishalo, he would ask him, Abba, father, heich ma'asrin es hamelech ves hateven, how do we give meiser off salt and straw? Kisavar aviv, his father would think, shu medaktik b'mitzos, that Esav was medaktik, he was meticulous in his observance of mitzvos. But Yaakov Avinu was an ish tum. He was wholesome. Comes along Rashi and says, Eino baki b'cholela, he was not an expert in all these things that Esav was an expert at. Kilibo, says Rashi, as is his heart, Yaakov Avinu, as is his heart, kein piv, so is his mouth. Misha eino charev liramos, one who is not sharp in deceiving is called a tam. Essentially, what Rashi is telling us is that Yaakov Avinu was toho kiboro. That which he appeared from the outside is who he was on the inside. He was sincere. He was a tam. He was an adam shalem. He was complete. He was not a baki b'chol ela. He was not an expert in deceiving. Unlike Esav, who was bepiv. He was with his mouth one way, but who he was internally a different way. Yaakov Avinu was not like that. He was an ish tam. And the Torah tells us, Yaakov ish tam, he was a person that was toho kiboro. And now Yoshev Ohalim, now he is able to sit in the tents. But it seems from the Torah a prerequisite to be a Yoshev Ohel. It's a prerequisite if you want to sit in the oil, referring to the Beis Medrash, the oil shel Torah. You have to be a person who is a tam, someone who is toho kiboro, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was steadfast. He held firmly that part of our Mesorah, who we are as a people who sits in the Beis Medrash, it has to be that you have to replicate Yaakov Avinu. If you want to be a Yoshev Ohalim, you first have to have as a prerequisite an Ish Tam, and then you can be a Yoshev Ohalim. He was very medaktik. Rami Gamliel was very careful to ensure that the Mesorah of Yaakov remained and endured forever. Chas v'shalom, to let someone like a Esav into the Beis Medrash would be a pegam in the kavod of what Yaakov Avinu tried to establish. The Beis Medrash is a place where it's toho kiboro, perhaps not to influence all the other Talmidim negatively, but it has to be. It's an ish tam, and then it's a Yoshev Ohalim. Yitzchak Avinu, be'etzem, his essence, he represented din. Avraham Avinu represented chesed, kindness. Everyone was welcome. He was an ish chesed. Everyone was invited. You could be an oved avodah zarah. It didn't make a difference who you are. Yaakov Avinu had elements of that. Yaakov Avinu represented rachamim, compassion. But Yitzchak Avinu represented din. He was exact. He was letter of the law. He didn't have the ability to deviate. He was gvura. He was strength. That is who Yitzchak Avinu was. And therefore, we can also then understand why he had one Talmud. His Talmud was none other than Yaakov. V'Yitzchak hodia liYaakov. And that was it. Because in Yitzchak's worldview, Yitzchak was din. Was emet. Yitzchak was din. Who are you? Can't deviate. Yitzchak was judgment. There is no room to go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. He was judgment. And therefore, you had to be pure. You had to be truthful. You had to be who you are on the inside and on the outside. Din, by definition, means we have to figure out who are you. That's judgment. That's the letter of the law. Yitzchak couldn't teach someone that didn't have that element of din, who wasn't exact, who wasn't precise, who wasn't committed to uphold MS. And we obviously know that Yaakov titain MS li Yaakov. MS. Yitzchak was able to teach Yaakov because he was the letter of the law. He was truth. He was committed. Din leads into MS. Yitzchak leads into Yaakov. Yaakov was Tocho Kiboro. And therefore, Yitzchak was able to only teach Yaakov. Because Yitzchak, whose din, whose judgment, trying to figure out the truth, could have only taught someone that truly resonated that Tocho Kiboro, that ultimate truth. And that's how we could understand why it is that Rashi tells us that Yitzchak would have gone down k'moshe yered aviv, like his father went down b'mei harav. Because Yitzchak didn't deviate. Yitzchak could only do something which he saw his father do. Yitzchak understood that he's a torchbearer of the Mesorah. If his father didn't do it, it's impossible that he's going to do it. De be'emes, ilu lo amar Avram kein, lo hoya Yaakov yochol leireid sham. Yitzchak understood that I'm only going down. It's not me. I can't come and deviate from the ways of my father. If my father did it, I'm going to do it. Writes the Chovos Halavavos, Al Yismoch Adam Al Chochmas Atzmo. A person can't rely on his own intellect, Lomar, to say, Shederech zu tova leilechba, that this is the right way to go. Virak bederech shahochu avosav, bo yelech gamhu. No, only in the way that his father is going to go is the way that he's going to go. To bederech zu shahochu avosav, because the way that his father went, muftachu kitovahi, it's assured that it's good. Ve'ein ba mechusholim, and there are no pitfalls or stumbling blocks. Yitzchak Avinu, he never deviated. He never deviated from the MS. And therefore, it was only Yaakov who personified Kulo MS was he able to teach. And he couldn't deviate from the Mesorah of his father. That's the Midah of Din. Only doing that which is proper, that which is right, and he didn't rely upon himself to know that which was proper. He relied upon the trials of his father, the chokhmah of his father. And that is perhaps as well why we don't have so much about Yitzchak in the Torah. Because Yitzchak didn't originate anything. He didn't do anything differently than his father had done. He was the Midah of Din. The letter of the law. My father does it, I'm going to do it. My father dug wells, I'm going to dig those very same wells. That's the godless of Yitzchak. the Midah of Din. And it was that Midah that allowed him to teach Yaakov. And Yaakov ultimately was the Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. His Tocha was Kaboro, which is why Rabbi Gamliel didn't allow anyone in, because he was a torchbearer of that Mesorah, did not deviate from the way that the Beis Medrash looked at the outset. When Yaakov Avinu, before he was a Yoshev Ohalim, says the Torah, a prerequisite was an Ish Tam, he was Tocho Kiboro. Have a wonderful night. Have a good Shabbat.